with SRN News. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. The first salvo of barbs were fired across the bow as the presidential debate began at this hour in Philadelphia. Former President Trump and Vice President Harris are meeting for the first time and right away began attacking each other on the economy, immigration, health care, and Project 2025. Both candidates accuse the other of having no plan to improve the economy. Vice President Harris said Trump will work for corporate interests. The former president said the Biden administration benefited from the great economy he left for them. President Trump called her a socialist and attacked her abortion policy. The vice president said Trump appeases America's enemies like Russia and China. ABC News moderators David Muir and Lindsay Davis kept both candidates to time. I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Now with more news, here's Keith Peters.
Israel has released video of a Gaza tunnel where it says Hamas militants killed six hostages.
In a nationally televised broadcast in Israel, the military released video footage of a Gaza tunnel where it says six hostages were recently killed by Hamas.
The tunnel is about 120 meters long and ends in a blocked iron door. This short blocked part of the tunnel is where the hostages were held and murdered.
Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says the video had already been shown to the hostages' families. The discovery of the hostages' bodies last month has sparked a mass outpouring of anger in Israel and demands for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal to bring the remaining hostages held by Hamas home. I'm Norman Hall.
Francine has become a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico as it bears down on the Louisiana coast. The National Hurricane Center says Francine's top sustained winds reached 75 miles an hour as a Category 1 hurricane Tuesday evening. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 92 points. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates are getting out the vote.
With Election Day less than 2 months off, canvassers from Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America have knocked on the doors of 3 million homes in battleground states that will likely determine the outcome of the presidential race and some key congressional battles. SBA says they plan to hit another million homes before Americans go to vote in November. They're focusing on Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Montana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Ohio. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas is suing to block a federal rule that shields the medical records of women from criminal investigations if they cross state lines to get an abortion. The lawsuit was filed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and accuses the Biden administration of attempting to undermine Texas's law enforcement capabilities. The regulation prohibits state or local officials from gathering medical records related to reproductive health care for a civil or administrative investigation. SRN News. SpaceX plans another milestone achievement later this week.
If all goes according to plan, it will be the first spacewalk by a private citizen. Billionaire tech entrepreneur Jared Isaacman and a crew of three launched before dawn Tuesday from Florida. Soaring higher than the International Space Station late Wednesday or early Thursday, they plan on trying out their new spacesuits by stepping outside their capsule. But they won't go very far, keeping a hand or foot in contact with the capsule the entire time. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hundreds of protesters pushed into Mexico's Senate as lawmakers wait a contentious plan to overhaul the country's judiciary, forcing the body to temporarily suspend its session. The shutdown Tuesday came just hours after Mexico's ruling party, Morena, appeared to have wrangled the votes it needed to jam through the proposal. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.